Chapter 1. Amber reveled in the sound of Jack Terrence's rhythmic breathing. Her head was propped on the crook of his shoulder, and though there was a crick in her neck that would bother her all day, she didn't dare stir. That, and Allie was draped across them both, her head on Amber's side and her body sprawled across Jack's stomach. As comforting as Jack's presence was, as the last dregs of sleep faded, the events from the day before crept back in. Namely, Kieran Penhallow calling her from his prison cell.
Something is different now. Before, it almost felt like a rash or like an itch I couldn't scratch, no matter what I did. And even when I did manage to scratch it, it only itched more.
He had said.
What I had before was a sickness. It was like a poison that slowly kills its host. I think you cut away the parts that were infected. What's in its place now feels clean. Healed.
Healed. She had no idea what this meant.
You didn't take it away, Amber. You gave it back.
She had worried she wouldn't be able to sleep last night, but Jack had shown up unannounced with enough Chinese food for an army, not just four people, and they had all sat around Amber's dining table, herself, younger sister Willow, Aunt Gretchen, and Jack, and had talked about perfectly normal things. They talked about Willow's job as a graphic designer, about Aunt G's garden club, about Jack's plans to expand his business, and about the upcoming Here and Meow Festival. They didn't talk about magic, cursed witches, or Amber's ever-evolving powers. Amber and Jack had curled up on the couch to try to stay awake long enough to get through the next episode of Vamp World. As usual, she awoke once her tiny studio apartment had flooded with early morning sunlight. She woke, feeling grounded, next to Jack. Hearing the soft snores of Aunt G and Willow in the bed on the other side of the apartment had rooted her further. It was when she was alone that the nightmares pulled her from sleep. Someone behind her cleared their throat. She rolled over just a fraction and found her sister peering down at her, a wide smile on her face. Willow stood so close to the couch, her knees nearly touched Amber's back.
You two are so cute, she mouthed.
Amber's cheeks flamed. She delicately swatted Willow away. It was enough to wake Allie, who in turn woke Jack. He seemed disoriented at first, then smiled sleepily at her.
Hey.
Hey,
Amber said.
Hey,
Willow drawled. Jack flinched back, realizing then how close Willow hovered over them.
Are you staying for breakfast, Jack?
Aunt G called out, then padded for the kitchen.
Growing boys need to eat.
Willow turned toward their aunt.
What a weird thing to say, Aunt G. He's in his 30s. He's not a boy.
She peered down at Amber and Jack again.
You are in your 30s, right? You have one of those very appealing faces that makes you look like you could be anywhere from 20 to 40. You haven't turned my sister into a cougar, have you?
Oh my God, Amber muttered, burying her face in Jack's shoulder. Her forehead bounced as he laughed.
I'm 35,
he said to Willow. Then louder, he said,
No thanks on the breakfast, Gretchen. I have to get to Percolate soon to help Larry open.
Aunt G appeared suddenly at the head of the couch.
Did you want coffee before you go? I suppose you don't want our boring old coffee when you own a coffee shop. But Willow and I can go downstairs to start a pot on the little hot plate and kill some time if you two need some alone time to... What do the kids call it these days?
She glanced over at Willow, who still hovered at Amber's back.
Tonsil hockey?
Willow snorted. Jack cracked up. Amber wished she had an invisibility spell in her repertoire.
Oh my God, Amber muttered again.
Get out of here, both of you!
Aunt G and Willow, still laughing, headed for the stairs. Amber sat up once she heard the employee-only door close, signaling that her horrible aunt and sister had shut themselves in the shop below. Jack sat up too, using the armrest to prop himself up.
I'm sorry about them, she started.